to find other things because future or the next reality hasn't come yet. And no expectation, we don't know which will come through what idol. And this is the way to become detached from working very hard, try to find, but useless. Because it's the self who is trying. But by knowing the Paccaya, or just simply it's conditioned, and it's now appear because it has arisen. Just develop understanding. It can be thinking in the beginning, but then one knows that even right thinking has to be conditioned by previous understanding from listening or considering. Otherwise, it will not be one's own understanding, one's own word. We just keep on reciting from pages, from any book. But when it's one's own, the Sankhara Khanda conditioned it. So it's one's own Sankhara Khanda which condition one's own thinking about it, one's own understanding. That's why monks in the old days had different verses as reminders, not the same, because of their different accumulations. Yesterday, a Thai asked about when there is awareness, and after that, there's a lot of thinking. See, Panya is not keen enough to know that even those moments are not self. If Panya is keen enough, it can follow any reality with detachment. So they go together, right understanding and detachment. If there is attachment, then it's not right, because the self is there, lurking somewhere in sanya or vedana or sankhara khanda or vijnana khanda. Sometimes the teaching seems very simple, like seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, thinking, but it's not as simple as that. Thinking about when there is nothing appearing at all, like when one is fast asleep, how come the sound appearing? See? By where? When there is no ayatana, the ear sense, it's impossible for citta to arise and experience it. It's the time when one can understand the mental reality which can experience hardness only by conditions, one characteristic at a time. So by developing understanding, one begins to see one characteristic at a time of awareness. But there's so many, many realities in the day for awareness to be aware, so that it can, so Panya can understand little by little, better and better, clearer and clearer. One cannot say that it's clear comprehension or clear understanding of realities just by being aware for only few times. So it's impossible to say that I know, I understand it. Because the moment when there is awareness of hardness, hardness is exactly the same. Where is Panya? See, hardness is exactly the same, but Panya can grow. Until when we heard about there is nothing but only the nama and the object of nama. This is right. No one can argue. And this is moment when Panya is developed. It appears like that, but less Panya. Right now we can say that at moment of experiencing hardness, there is only hardness. But Panya is not keen enough to experience that there is nothing but hardness. Even it must be like this. And when one says that at moment of seeing, is there any part of the body sitting or standing or walking? Nothing. And whenever there is experiencing of hardness, is there any position? No. Since it's so true like this, when Panya has developed, it appears like this, exactly the same. But Panya is so highly developed that there is nothing in it at all. As long as there is the memory of the body position, it means that there is the self taking the body as my body. While where is the body? Through what doorway? Through eye door is visible object, no matter here or there, not sitting, not standing, only visible object appearing. Ear door, nose door, tongue door, body door, no body posture at all. As long as there is still the memory of body posture, it hinders the arising and the experiencing of the arising and falling away of realities. Because a moment of experiencing hardness, there is no posture. Mm-hmm. At moment of hearing, there is no posture.
No posture.
Yeah,
you have no idea about sitting.
Where your body
standing.
Is.
Yeah,
right.
So the more developed that Panya is, the more seeing and visible object will be separate from hearing and mm-hmm. sound and hardness and experience of hardness through
the more
body sense.
Realities right now can appear
as they are.
As they are. One characteristic at a time. So Panya is so keen. Okay. With detachment.
Yes.
Yeah.
We say, or you know, you're saying, as we know that when one's fast asleep, no object appears because there are just bhavangojitas, no sounds, no visible objects, and then sound appears. So there has to be hearing of the sound and. There's some knowing that there is a sound, but usually it's just, I mean, there's the experiencing of the sound, then some thinking about it. So when you say, oh, then sound appears, you just mean it's experienced or thought
through
about.
Awareness.
But usually with no awareness.
So we can see the difference.
Right.
When so there when is awareness and when there is no awareness.
So when you say, and then sound appears, you mean to awareness. So
mm-hmm.
no object appears to awareness, and then object appears.
Right.
So when you say, you know, the mai mi lao mi lao ha mi mai, you're meaning
yeah.
no object appears to awareness,
mm-hmm.
then object appears to awareness. And this is what
mm-hmm.
you're referring to? Okay. But I'm not quite sure.
It's like this moment, see, exactly. If we would say bhavanga, sound does not appear,
right.
and then sound appears and not appear.
Right. But I'm not quite sure in this context why you bring in the bhavanga, because even if we forget about the bhavanga and we say, oh, sound doesn't appear and then it appears, one can say because I mean, usually it doesn't appear, there's no awareness, and then there's a moment of awareness and the characteristic appears. So it's not like when there are bhavanga jitas, no object
yeah.
is appears in the sense
mm-hmm.
no sati, and then as soon as there's an object it's...
Because who know bhavangas now?
No one.
But when one is fast asleep?
Who knows bhavanga?
Bhavanga does
no
not have any object
no.
appearing.
No.
So when there is object, one can see.
That there can
mm-hmm.
be awareness
yeah.
of it. All right. Okay.
Or even there is no awareness, there can bring about more understanding.
Right. Even
mm-hmm.
right reflection
yeah.
or
of how can reality appear.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be doorways. One of the six doorways.
Right. If there's no object impinging on a
mm-hmm.
doorway, they cannot
see it. Yes, my question was why do you say bring in the sleeping when you're sleeping there's only bhavanga, there's no object, and then sound appears.
Pavanka must have object, but the object of Pavanka does not appear at all.
Yes.
In order to have the thinking, considering of how can object appear, it has to be Dawe for its appearing. Right now, no sound, sound, no sound.
I'm still not quite sure why.
Where does
it? Through the mind door, there can be awareness of it. So it's like.
It's like being the Bawanga is like being asleep. The Bawanga is now.
Yes. So the Bawanga is now. So if one understands, like when one's asleep, it's just in a deep sleep, nothing but Bawanga Chitta's, no sense of mind or processes at all. So now, in between the sense door, mind or processes, there is.
So it's like when deep sleep and suddenly the alarm clock goes off with a loud noise.
Yes, and then there can be awareness of the object appearing at that moment.
I understand.
And where does a reality go?
No, she's really imperfect.
Yes. Well, it appears like it, doesn't it? I mean, it appears.
And
that
this is the meaning of dukkha when it's experienced. Otherwise, one keep on saying the first noble truth is dukkha. See, but it doesn't appear as dukkha at all. But in reality, it is.
Because there is no control rising and falling.
And just in split seconds, what's the use of arising and falling away completely in split seconds?
Just talking about dukkha, I mean, there are the different levels of dukkha, you know, and the very grossest one is that you know, even conceptually, virtually nothing stays. Anything you expect
bodily
doesn't happen,
feeling.
Or bodily unpleasant feeling, you know, is there and you can't control it and so on. But can you talk a little bit more about the more subtle levels of dukkha? I mean, you know, it's, I mean, there are degrees of dukkha.
The gross one is the bodily unpleasant feeling, and also the mental unpleasant feeling as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both gross.
So dukkha.
Can't control.
So unpleasant.
Yes.
Everyone knows.
Yeah.
You don't have to talk about this?
No. Well, we do, because your self still thinks that, you know, with medicines we can control and this and that, you know, we still think that there's control. But the more subtle ones about the rising.
The more subtle one is the somanasavetana, not the domanasavetana, not the dukkavetana, but it has to be the somanasavetana.
More subtle.
More subtle.
Can you tell me how?
Because it cannot stay, keep on changing.
So even though you can do everything possible to keep yourself in a calm state or whatever, then
I think that nobody realized that even somanasavetana changes too, from one object to another object, even while one is eating.
The banana,
dreaming.
So yes, but you're saying that the feeling is changing, so that
the object, the object of pleasant feeling,
is changing. I see what you're saying. So now that is the more subtle, because it's about the, it's about the rise and fall of the
pleasant feeling
and the rupa and the
from one object to another object all the time.
Even though one taste is pleasant, we're not satisfied with that one taste with one another.
Yeah. The second, the first bite, the second bite, the third bite.
Yes.
has to come to an end.
Keep on looking for another thing.
Yes.
Are the pleasant objects non-stop?
Yes, to keep up the good feeling.
Okay. Right. So it cannot be sukha or satisfaction at all. It must be unsatisfaction, so we find other things.
Try and satisfy.
Yeah.
Keep it right.
Mm-hmm. And the third one is the sankhara dukkha. No matter what is conditioned, has to fall away. Like we just talked about, where does it go? Never come back?
Just getting back to Ben's comments about the dosa, conditions for dosa driving around the countryside here reminds me of a discussion we were having also.
So no one develops parami?
Betty, you're not developing parami?
Or other time, not this time.
Yeah. There can be moments of patience arising amongst the dosa, right?
Right. I mean, there's other things arising. It's not like just only dosa arising, but
patience with unpleasant or pleasant feeling.
You've been talking a lot on this trip about Lobra's teacher, but on another tape I heard you talking about Lobra's teacher and follower. Would you say a little more about the follower aspect?
You just follow your teacher.
Oh, I see. I thought it meant Lobra is follower also. I thought it meant it's the teacher you learn from, and then it follows wherever you go as well, right? So you are the follower or Lobra is the follower? Both.
Okay. Oh, it's in the sutta.
Oh, following each other. Okay.
It's in the sutta, the pupil and the teacher.
Especially Lobra.
As teacher, Lobra tells you what to do, and when you follow, you're the pupil.
But you said it's a test to Lobra, it's a test.
And, you know, in the suttas where we read about, I've forgotten the exact phraseology, but relying on craving, relying on Lobra, it means understanding Lobra. I forget the full context.
I don't know the context.
No. Do you remember the sutra, I mean, Nina, that finishes about, in the translation, we're relying on Lobra. So relying on, without Lobra, there can't be any progress, but I think that relying on Lobra means Lobra as a condition to be here and understanding Lobra. Yeah,
because akusala can condition kusala,
right.
And we have also some texts in the commentary where the monk has first Lobra for jhana,
right.
And then he will.
What I wonder is, as that understanding grows and you realize there are no beings and there are no people and there are no animals, how can there be compassion?
Compassion is a reality which is noble.
It's just something I'm having difficulty with.
Has compassion without wisdom at all?
Without wisdom.
Yes.
Conditioned by wisdom.
Is compassion real?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a reality.
Yes.
So is it woman or man?
No.
So yes. It's the just reality. A reality.
That's always the answer.
Then what conditions compassion to arise?
Many conditions. Do we have to understand the exact one?
Just an idea would be nice.
Right attention.
We're also discussing the idea of when one sees all this out there in Bihar state, the thought of what one can do.
It reminds oneself that there is no awareness, no understanding. So if anything can remind about developing understanding of reality,
right.
Then we'll see that if there is awareness, there is no dukkha like that, no unpleasant feeling. All right.